the sun Kachina. That's exactly the shape of the sun Kachina. Notice what is there. What is there are really three eyes. The mouth is a third eye. That's esoteric. The mouth is the third eye. In American Indian spiritual, you don't see with the third eye, but you chant the praises. The third eye is the mouth of truth. And you can see, and Don is very sensitive to these low vibration nuances that are quite real around, and it comes out in this mask. Great. Robert?
This is a mask of the role that part of my work I play for other people is very friendly.
Have we not seen this before?
I've got a picture of it.
We're getting to know him.
It's a mask, very flimsy. Of illusion. And as I work with people, their bodies and their minds. And their bodies usually tell one story, and their mind another. And the illusion of the two often is a confusion. Therefore, I go in and smooth out and remove the illusion. And that's one of the ways I serve in the world. I'm not going to get it. Well, I like what I do. I like to destroy illusion. I do this stuff.
Oh, but Gustavo's asking something else. Ask it again, Gustavo.
Oh, the devil for me represents the illusion. Carl, that is total illusion. Well, yes and no. People see me with that energy. And the energy is an illusion. Because I only work level.
You're a harmless devil.
Yes. That's the way I focus that power. And it's the same power.
In other words, it's like devilishly good as an adjective for a product. It doesn't mean that it's bad or evil. It just means it's very sweet. Is that like devil's food cake. It's not an evil cake. It's a very tasty cake. It can have its qualities. And let's see. This mask came out how? How did this mask come out? From considering your work as a role?
Mm-hmm. Also the way a lot of people, I started a long time ago at one of the science fiction conventions, one of the artists was called Mrs. Horn. So I made up people who also would have wanted walk around with that.
How did you feel when you had the balsa wood horns in?
hand, devil. And I would love to watch the reaction.
Did they panic?
Well, the classic one I loved was a mother and her two children were walking down the hall. They weren't into what they were looking for, large costumes. And then whenever I'd go in for lunch and eat, the waitresses would always come up to me and look kind of askance. But in one of the recent newsletters, I found out that 60% of the people in the United States believe in government. And I thought that was surprising.
Can you for just a second, can you take the mask off and turn it upside down and let us look? That form. No, hold it up to a window so we can just see that form, yeah. Yeah, yeah. On the side. The horns, the point being that the two horns and the nose form a triad, just like the three eyes in Don's mask. The nose and the two horns go together. Yeah. And then turn it back right side up. Now, if you look at that closely for a moment, if you look at it in a certain way, that's like an owl. But if you look at it in another way, tilt it just a little bit towards us, it's a fox. It's like that ambiguity between the wise owl and the sly fox. And what is playfully devilish about it is maintaining the ambidextrousness of that ambiguity, the wisdom and the slyness. So that mask is a very sophisticated mask. It's not a simple mask. I'm saying all this to draw this out to show that there's a, that particular role has a, the charm of it is like the smile of the Mona Lisa. One is not sure if it's sly or wise, because in fact it is both sly and wise, but in equal portions. Very, very good. Very excellent. Okay. Another mask? Yes. Yes. Yeah, walk us around a little bit. Yeah, the colors come through when you get closer. It's a very particular color scheme. The blues and the little rainbow speckles. And and then tell us a little bit about this mask. This mask is a role. What role is this in your life? Okay. Or someone can hold it if you wish.
Yeah.
The top knot?
Yes, it could be pulled during yawn.
Yes.
And that's really, it's like I don't have control of the question. It's like I'm just guided by your strength, or I don't know what it is. Something similar lets me go from side to side, but close to the heart part.
Yeah. Could you, for just a moment, turn the mask around so we could just see the shape of it?
Yeah.
Turn it around so we see the back. Yeah. Cannot see through this mask. That's right. If you look at that shape, that's almost like a Buddha. The long-eared Buddha with the top knot. Could somebody else hold it up so that she can see that? Because this is a discovery mode. That's the side of the mask that you did not work with consciously, and yet is there by virtue of the way in which you did work with the other side consciously. This is truly the background of that form, the other side of that mask, which is definitely a Buddhist shape, whereas the front part of it is not Buddhist at all, not at all. It's, in fact, it's 23rd century African, if anything. It's very, very interesting. But as Gustavo observed, you cannot see through that mask. If you wore that mask, if you were in that role, really, you would be blind. Blinded. That role, however powerful it is a blinding role. However right it is in its own terms, in life terms, is a blinding role. The ears are open. One has to, that's right, that's why one has to move by a different location. Your locomotion is by a different element than sight. But notice that, you know, your personality is very visual. In fact, when you thought of the mask, you had a vision. You saw it in your mind. Your mind is visionary. But there's an aspect to your spirit which is auditory, which is not co-opted into the way in which the visionary mode operates. Your hearing is still open.
So what does that mean?
It just means that you made a nice mask. That's what it means. Yes, Donna has something here. Dolores?
Why don't you see yourself as being well-rounded rather than dichotomous?
No, that isn't what I meant. I felt that I am equally realized now. I always just despite my practical side and my creativity, and I realized that both are me, that the practical side is creative too. I've done things with figures and numbers. I've taken what my husband has done creatively, and I've made it creative, money-wise, you know. And it's just like I haven't had a choice. That's what I've had to live with. And I at one time I thought, should I put it here near the practical side? And then I realized, no, I can't, because I'm very happy. I realize this role is me, and I've done.
Like I've been guided toward that goal,
and I have to
play it, and I think it's far
all that, but it's a very inward vision before it goes out to the top.
What sound is coming out of that mouth for you, Jalaz? Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. It's interesting because when you, if you look at it in an exacting visual analysis of anatomy, the lips only shape that way when you whistle, not when you say om. When you say om, they're shaped a little bit differently. The lips are shaped that way only when you whistle. We all did. We all did, yeah. Because the mask as a whole certainly is that resonance. Very, very good. That's exactly right. And let's see. John, did you bring a mask next week? Sina? John. Okay. Put it on once. Let's
begin with, I just skipped it with all of these clothes because I see my role.
Excellent.
Although I first had considered doing that, and then I thought, of course I have to see out. I cannot just be completely closed. But I see my role at church as reflecting the light, so I wanted to keep it plain rather than.
Now, many people don't know your role at the church, so tell them so that they.
Well, I'm on the staff of the church of the church, and Jerry will attest. Meditation,
in your role?
The Lady with the Stars, it's in the Revelation, and it's in the Tarot card. I thought of using the High Priestess or the Empress as models, but I rejected that because I don't really pattern myself after those. The cross of written man is sort of placed down here. It just didn't seem nice, but I put it up to sort of some kind of a third eye, but it just seemed to want to go there. I started putting this together.
And the cross emblem was moved from the throat, from the voice chakra to the inner vision chakra. Because the mask in its role, when someone looks at you with that mask on, they see themselves. It's a visual recognition. That's what comes first. Put the mask on and let her see it. On somebody else.
It's kind,
yeah.
It's kind of interesting to get the whole shape of the mask.
Yes, it is. Visual keyhole. Yeah. And your face is the key that fits in there. No matter who you are, you will fit in this keyhole. What do you see now when you look at the mask that's being held up to you? Yes, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
When I held it up to the mirror, I was astonished.
Yes.
And I was taken aback. It looked bad to me. When I first looked at it, I looked at it and took my hair.
Right.
Very strong. And what am I going to do? When I look, take it out and look at it, it's all right for me. But when I put it up and look through it in the mirror.
Do you remember the Rembrandt engraving? That you have to be conscious that you're seeing that diagrammatic aspect in the mirror and make appropriate adjustments. Because the real aspect is that is what you see. That is what you see. You like that one too. What do you see when you look at that now? Diane has a very good eye because she works with little children all the time, so she has a very practiced eye of playing with the sublime and the ridiculous instantly. What do you see now when you look at that? Because you can see it. I know you can. Just talk about it and it'll come out. Sure is. What role is that? What kind of a role? What would you give it a name or give it some designation? Give it some words. Anybody else? Yeah. This is the God side. Yeah. Yeah. What the, you know, the Of course, but but nevertheless, you see, everything is fair game in wholeness. I mean, love and war are nothing compared to wholeness. The rattle, the refined archetype of the rattle is the sistrum. And the sistrum is always held by a woman. Now, a shaman's rattle can be held by a man, but a sistrum cannot be held by a woman. And that, and the sistrum is calculated to produce a scrambled sound. That's its whole nature. It's the refinement of the rattle, because you can finally work a rattle into a harmony, but a sistrum is the instrument which disrupts the harmony. It's made to disrupt the harmony. So that when a sistrum sounds, and you don't hear it very much, is a very good illustration of a sistrum in Mr. Hall's big book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. And you'll see a late Egyptian Hellenistic sistrum in there. And you can see that they were also decorated so that the top of a sistrum would have animal figures, sometimes lions or sometimes fox-like figures and so forth. This whole mask is like... Yeah, but archetypally by the woman, Isis. She has the sistrum. The goddess of life has the sistrum. And no matter what you do to work out an arrangement, you better check with her before you promote it. Go ahead, Dolores.
Oh, I just looked at you.
Jean. Yeah, there's a hidden soul. That's what Robert was getting at. There's an image eternelle of the soul. And it's certainly not there from any kind of intentional design, but it certainly is there because of a compositional arrangement. Now, you can say that it's accidental, but to believe that, you have to believe that your life is also accidental. It's as accidental as your life. Turn it back around once, and we'll take one last look, and then move on to another mask. What feeling expression? No, it's habit. It's what feeling expression does the face convey? Can you see it or not? Go ahead, Ed.
When I first saw it, with the eyes that kind of prominent to me in that they're kind of in another dimension, with the eyebrows bulging out by virtue of them having been cut out, I guess. And, and that the eyes, for one thing, sort of convey a sort of a sereneness and self-containment and bliss. And there is a real simple quality about it. And so it's like, and also that the yellow or the gold in the background of the blue is just sort of hinted at. It's as if there's a self-containment about it. It's as if this being is enjoying itself, and that it's being itself and enjoying itself, and that there's some radiance coming from that can redound to others' benefit, but it's self-sufficient, it's unto itself, and so that's a nice feeling about that. So
yeah, there's a real psychic nourishment that's radiated out from that. Mm-hmm. effusive.
Exactly.
Yeah, effusive. Like an aura.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When the gold, the background, goes out beyond the hair. Yeah. And in fact, that was the. That's the response to this. The glory, the radiance of the sun god is being able to see himself in the mother of life's face. Yeah. This mask is always complimented by whoever is looking into it. Part of that mask is are the features of whoever is looking into it. The mask by itself is constricted, but the mask in operation is open to include the reflection whoever is looking in there, and so the glory of that mask is the face of the beholder seeing in there. So its constriction is because of its function, mirror-like function. You can see how wonderful these masks are and how different they are from the ritual mask that we made a year ago. For one thing, there are very subtle ideas in all of these masks that really we couldn't have wrenched out and squeezed out from the ritual mask. Notice how these kinds of masks, artistic masks, have more meaning to them. It isn't just the meaning that comes out of nature, but it's the meaning that comes out of our thinking about it. And the more we would think about it, the more meaning we could get. For instance, we could take all of these masks where we have five masks. We could put those five masks in a sequence, and we could derive meaning out of that sequence that nobody would have guessed before. No individual mask maker would have even had an idea. But if we put up Ed's mask and Don's and Robert's and Dolores's and Cena's and put them in a sequence, we could find analytical meaning out of that. That would be really an insight for us. So what this means is that these masks exist on a symbolic level, not on a natural level. They exist on a symbolic level, which is quite different. Nature, when you try and refine to nature, the more you work with nature, the more you get to a point to where you can't find any more. It disappears. But with symbols, the cloud of knowing increases all the time. There's always more that you can say. But in nature, you get to a certain point in analysis and refinement where you end up in silence. You can't say anymore. You might know more, but you can't say. But in symbolic analysis, it goes on indefinitely. So that there's an endless conversation that could be had in terms of conscious images, which is not in nature. The essence of nature is to be silent, like in these beautiful prayers that we have. But the essence of consciousness is to speak. Speech. Speech is the essence of man, says the Chandogya Upanishad. And Om is the essence of speech. Okay. Yes. All right. All right. All right. Very good. Let's do that. Let's do it. Or if you wish, you can leave the masks here. And I'll take care of it. Can we stop here today? Is that all right? Thank you. Thank you.